तो टुडेज स्पीकर इज हिज ग्रेस राम गिरधारी प्रभु. तो प्रभु जी वेन सॉन्ग चैतन्य चैत अहमद. तो आर यू प्रेजेंट ऑन द कॉल?
यस माता जी, आई एम प्रेजेंट।
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट अवर हम्बल ओबिसेंसेस. ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज. थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर गिविंग योर वैल्युएबल एसोसिएशन. नाउ यू कैन स्टार्ट द क्लास प्रभु जी. थैंक यू सो मच. हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट नंबर 181। मथुरायै चे गंधर्व नृत्य दर्शने पुनद्वारकाटेयै चे चित्र विलोकने। One instance of Vasudeva's attraction to Krishna occurred when Vasudeva saw the Gandharva dance at Mathura. Another instance occurred in Dwaraka when Vasudeva was surprised to see a picture of Krishna. Text 182. Aparikalita purvakas chamatkara kari पुरातु मम गर्यान येष माधुर्य पुरः अयम अहम अपि हंत प्रेक्ष्य यम लुब्ध चेता सर्वशम उपभोक्तुम कामये राधिकेवा। Who manifests an abundance of sweetness greater than mine, which has never been experienced before, and which causes wonder to all? Alas, I myself, my mind, bewildered upon seeing this beauty, impetuously desire to enjoy it like Srimati Radharani. Purport. This verse spoken by Vasudeva in Dwaraka is also recorded by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Lalita Madhava. So we will discuss this two verse and share some reflections. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता मध्यलीला चैप्टर 20 Text number 181 and 182. This chapter is in a title where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is preaching to Sanatana Goswami on the science of Krishna consciousness. It is very interesting, this nectar of Krishna consciousness shared by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going more deeper and deeper and deeper to an extent that we get bewildered by the Siddhanta that is getting revealed. We hear that Krishna's beauty, Krishna's transcendental position is being glorified so much so to an extent that even Vasudeva, who is an expansion of the Supreme Lord, gets bewildered by the happenings around. As we discussed last week, Krishna's every leela, Krishna's every pastime are meant for giving pleasure to devotees and protecting devotees from difficulties. So, if all his leela are centered around devotees' pleasure, why we have so much of bewilderment and astonishment? The whole point of Krishna consciousness is about understanding that Krishna is beyond our logical understanding. Ananta Sesh, on whom the Lord is taking or is lying down, using his 1,000 hooves, is witnessing the Lord's activities day in and day out, he gets confused that how can I understand, how can I define the Lord's glorious pastime. He is witnessing every movement of the Lord, and the Lord is incomprehensible. Using his 1,000 mouths, he would like to glorify the transcendental nature of the Lord, but the Lord's transcendental nature cannot be put in a box. When Krishna is explaining about different aspects of the Supreme Lord, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining about the different aspects of the Supreme Lord to Sanatana Goswami, he is very systematically and organically elevating the consciousness, elevating the philosophy, so much so that he is getting to the deeper aspects of Bhagavan realization. He started with Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Now in the Bhagavan aspect, he is defining more and more details. For a common man, this Siddhanta is inexplainable. And for a devotee, this is bewildering. For a senior devotee, this is informative. For a self-realized devotee, this is enjoyable. And for those who are with Krishna, they make Krishna enjoy this by giving him pleasure, and by giving him pleasure, they derive pleasure. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are accessing the core aspect of the Krishna consciousness,
which otherwise we couldn't even comprehend. Before coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada, the way we understand Bhagavad Gita, the way we understand Krishna, the way we understand Siddhanta were completely external. When we come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, when we hear Srila Prabhupada's purports, the Krishna consciousness understanding is very much deeper and internal. Our education system is so complicated now that it makes us believe we are supposed to be the enjoyer and the benefactor. Here Krishna Leela is churned further to the depth of Krishna's transcendental nature, the way Krishna would interact, the way Krishna would dress, the way Krishna would get, do his, all his activities. Srila Prabhupada explains in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, unless somebody very systematically read my purports from first canto till the ninth canto, they will not be able to understand activities of the Supreme Lord properly, and they will offend the Supreme Lord. So these two shlokas, I may not be able to share because of my limited understanding on the semantics or details about Krishna's transcendental nuances in terms of details. But at least I would like to share some set of reflections to appreciate where we stand now in this context of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, these information that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing about Krishna's Swamsa, Krishna's Vilasa Leela, Krishna's Prabhava Leela, Krishna's direct manifestation, Krishna's indirect manifestation. That is why Srila Prabhupada says this is a postgraduate study. So in this postgraduate study, unless we have our basic foundations in place, we may tend to misunderstand and we may tend to get confused. How come the Vasudeva, who is Krishna himself, will get bewildered with, the Supreme Lord? So one of the Siddhanta that we need to learn when we go through such deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness is we learn to accept at this stage of our consciousness rather than try to cross-question or analyze. Definitely, Athato Brahma Jignyasa is important, but till our senses, our mind, our intelligence, and our consciousness, they all come in one straight line. Interpreting these deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness may become catastrophic. I will explain a parallel from another portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita from which I would like to explain this particular context. This is in a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting South India. Again, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita only. Where Mahaprabhu is meeting a person called Vasudev. He is suffering from a very acute leprosy. So this Vasudev is a very, very nice, exalted devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not only he is an exalted devotee, he is so humble to an extent that he doesn't even want the worms that is eating his wound should get the suffering. Because he used to have so much of itching sensation that the worms in the wound used to come out of the body and he used to put them back in that wound. So at that place, there's a very nice verse that Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami explained. He explains, Nashtakushtam Rupa Pushtam Bhakti Tushtam Chakraya. He explains that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Vasudev, it's a big episode, so I'm just trying to get directly to the point. When Mahaprabhu met this leper Vasudev, he immediately gave a very tight hug. And after that, this sloka has been referred by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He says, Nashta Kushtam Rupa Pushtam Bhakti Tushtam. The moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Vasudev, the entire body which was suffering from leprosy got completely transformed to an extent that he was fully cured of his disease and he became supremely effulgent. And in that effulgence, he started to experience transcendental symptoms. So Nashta Kushtam, Kushtam means leprosy. By Mahaprabhu's divine touch, that Nashta Kushtam is leprosy completely got cured. Rupa Pushtam, his bodily luster became very effulgent. And Bhakti Tushtam, his devotion reached the topmost level. So what we are experiencing, at least in terms of the instructions and definitions that Mahaprabhu is giving to Sanatana Goswami here, is somewhat similar in nature. If you follow the context from Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami's first meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ramkeli, till that point now, where Mahaprabhu is diving deep into the Krishna's transcendental presence and Krishna's transcendental expansions and Krishna's transcendental interactions. It is opening up a floodgate of Siddhanta and Leela, which can take us to the epitome, which can take us to the topmost level of devotional life. But before getting there, there are two more things that were supposed to have happened, which we need to happen for us to properly relish Krishna's Tadekatma Leela, Krishna's Vilasa Leela, Krishna's Prabhava Leela, why Balaram is like that, why Krishna is like that, why different forms of Vishnu are like that. When Rupa Goswami wrote Nectar of Instruction, he also wrote Laghu Bhagavatamrita. So these two are two extremes. You begin your devotion from Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam to end in these wonderful narrations of Krishna's transcendental nature. So, as a part of our progress in Krishna consciousness, for us to correlate this postgraduate study of Krishna consciousness, we need to go through a stage of purification. And this is pretty much important for practicing devotees what to speak of somebody who is new to Krishna consciousness, they may not be even able to correlate this context. If we are not getting into the stage of purifying our existence like Nashta Kushtam, so the parallels is, Kushtam refers to unwanted kleshas that is accumulated in our heart, and especially the propensity of identifying ourselves with our upadhi, with our designations. We will not be getting Rupa Pushtam, we will not get the transformation that is needed. So this Nashta Kushtam, this identification of ourselves with upadhi, has got a very strong need for all of us sadhaka to be given up. If we don't give up those upadhis, we will not be able to appreciate the Supreme Lord's transcendent Leela. So like any other asura, like any other ignorant person, we will all be able to just be envious of Krishna and not be able to relate to this Leela. And as well, we will be trying to overlook and take this cheaply. In our education system, especially which is westernized, I mentioned in the last class as well, importance is given to the external aspect of life. It is not wrong to be externally proper. But what is a bigger problem is that we does not give importance to the internalization, which will create a bigger disappointment if you are not careful. If I am in London, if I am in an official dinner, I am expected to have a table mannerism. The way I dress, the way I sit, the way I hold these spoons and forks, the way I eat, the way I conduct myself.
So I'm going to address it to Lascelles and Anthony Lewis.
They are very, very important. But all the more this Krishna consciousness is teaching us is what you eat, the content of the food, is more important than how you eat. So whilst we are trained in our education system about our external conduct, these information, these Leela, these narrations by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will help us, or are meant to help us, elevate our consciousness to internalize and give importance to the content, give importance to our consciousness, give importance to our practices, rather than how do we look. So Krishna consciousness is what we are, vis-a-vis how do we look. Krishna consciousness is about what we do, vis-a-vis what we want to become. Krishna consciousness is mainly about internalization. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very nicely explaining that unless we get rid of our anarthas, unless we get rid of our anomalies in the heart, ruchi, nishta, ruchi, ashakti, bhava, prema, all those things will be really a delayed agenda. As of now, most of us are struggling within the face of anartha nivritti. While struggling in the face of anartha nivritti, we are going through so much of turbulence to an extent that we are not able to correlate what is going on.
Who?
This Krishna consciousness nature, the depth of the Siddhanta that is being spoken about, becomes irrelevant so long as then we are in Anartha Nivritti. Because in Anartha Nivritti stage, what is more important of us is how much we work on cleansing our heart. Otherwise, you can't get Nishta, Ashakti, Ruchi, Bhava, Prema. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is a single medicine. Bhagavatam is a singular medicine. This Prabhupada's purports are one singular medicine by which a person who is in Anartha Nivritti, who is in Nishta, who is in Ruchi, Bhava, Prema, all of them get their own medication by one shot. Same medicine is taken in. When the same medicine is being consumed.
Please mute the phone.
When the same medicine is consumed, you are getting different reactions, different effect, depends upon what our consciousness is. In material condition, we need to consume different types of medicine for different types of disease. But in Krishna consciousness, singular type of medicine for all the types of disease, and the medicine is so special that it will cure us from one layer, one level, and elevate us to the next level. And if you take this medicine again, so Krishna consciousness is not only a medicine, it's as well as a diet. So both in together elevates our consciousness from Anartha Nivritti to Nishta and levels above. In our discussion today, we are going to discuss about 9 points which are defined by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as 9 symptoms that generally manifests in a person who have raised above the consciousness of Anartha Nivritti, whose consciousness is raised above Nishta, whose consciousness is raised above Ruchi, Ashakti, and eventually reach the stage of Bhava. Every time when we discuss these deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness, we always discuss about symptomatic effects. The reason these symptomatic effects are discussed is sometimes we ourselves tend to believe appreciative statements of devotees upon us. When a devotee come and tell us, you are a very advanced devotee, we start believing them. When somebody tries to glorify out of their kindness, we start to believe them. When somebody gives us respect, we start to believe it. In the sense that we tend to forget that have I developed the real qualification for me to receive them, or these qualifications meant for someone else. So when we talk about these deeper aspects of Krishna Leela, which is why in Nectar of Devotion there are 4 waves. And the last part, 3rd part and 4th part, are generally more core aspects and the softer and mellow aspects and deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness. And Rupa Goswami was very careful in organizing them, so that till we get rid of the foundational understanding of Krishna consciousness, we will be not able to correlate them. So these 9 symptoms that Bhaktivinoda Thakur are speaking about is extremely important for us to stick up on our desks, put it up on our desk, to keep reflecting upon them, if we really need to be a student of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, our reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita is great, nicer. We will just get a theoretical understanding. It is like we are worshipping Radha and Krishna in our temples. But Srila Prabhupada said, because of our conditioning, we worship them in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Even though we are worshipping Radha and Krishna deities, we are supposed to be developing higher rasas just because of the conditioning. We are just taught, we are just exposed, we are just revealed about Dhasya Bhava. And Srila Prabhupada was very careful when he is giving classes, whenever the Siddhanta goes above Dasya, whether it is Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, Srila Prabhupada, if you search for all the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, you will hardly find few lectures where Prabhupada publicly spoke about these deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness. So unless we elevate our consciousness, we can definitely read through this from a perspective of getting a bigger picture as well as a wonderful picture. But will we be able to decode them? Will we be able to dive deep into them as Sanatana Goswami received it? There will be a big question mark. So I thought to contribute towards our progress, because if Krishna has got Tadekatma Rupa, Krishna has got a Prabha, you know, Vilasa Rupa, Krishna has got so many Rupa, it's very nice, very important, glorious. How do we develop ourselves to understand them? Today, if we get into technical discussion, we will definitely talk some theory. But when we elevate our consciousness, that form of the Supreme Lord will dance in our heart. Doyal nitai chaitanya bole nachreya marmon. Nachreya marmon, nachreya marmon. Doyal nitai chaitanya bole nachreya marmon. For them to come and dance in our heart, Doyal nitai chaitanya bole nachreya marmon. For them to come and dance in our heart, we need to prepare our heart. So these points of symptomatic indication of a devotee whose consciousness is elevated is shared or is being discussed now to help us prepare ourselves to properly understand what we just read now. Of course, if you go to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in Brihad Bhagavata Amrita, when Narada Muni is searching for a perfect devotee, a real recipient of Lord's mercy, there are so many details of pure devotions are revealed and so many symptoms are revealed. So what we are going to discuss as 9 points may not necessarily be the exhaustive 9 points. But these 9 points are simple and basics, and the gravity of this point is not just an English statement that we'll be reading. The gravity of these points are very deeper, and when anybody follows and develops these symptoms, if you get a symptomatic feeling that these symptoms are getting developed, you may also be able to understand these pages in a much better way. In Vrindavan Dham, when Krishna used to be there in the planet, they used to have a festival of Krishna's face-seeing festival. There is a separate celebration, festival of gathering, all the gopis gather. There is a big festival called Krishna's Face Darshan Festival. There is one devotee who has glorified the ankle bells of Krishna. There is one devotee who has glorified the entire Krishna's flute, Venu Gita. So if you try to go deeper, every individual devotee has magnified their realization to an extent that they can't think of anything else but for Krishna's a particular aspect. That stage is called stage of observance, completely absorbing yourself into that. That absorption for us is not yet manifested. And for us to understand these nine symptoms, so that we can prepare ourselves, we can work on developing these qualities by all the other arrangements that we have with the help of the support system. If these basic symptoms are not even understood, understanding Krishna's vilasa will become futile. And Srila Prabhupada did not want any one of us to be an expert in Krishna's different expansions and the expansions of the expansions and their nuances without even realizing some foundational aspects. So I'm going to read those nine symptoms which are given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to define a person in the stage of bhava, which is much ahead than what we are, which is anartha nivritti. But we are telling about that so that we know where is our goal post and we will be able to relate every shloka that we read of very deeper aspect in a much better way. So these nine symptoms of bhava, number one, tolerant and unperturbed even when distress come over him. This distress is not only material distress, financial distress, family distress. This actually means anything that comes in the way of even you are practicing Krishna consciousness, you will be unperturbed. The reason is Rakshishyati Visvaso. That person who is advanced in his consciousness realizes that Krishna is the controller. Previously my control was with Maya. Now my control is with Krishna. If Krishna puts me through this experience is meant for my transformation. And if I have to go to Krishna, better let me transform myself and I will not get perturbed. He will patiently, Rakshishyati Visvaso. He will have a very strong conviction, Krishna will protect me and I need not worry myself. Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes, 3 days, 4 days before, we would have heard in different context. But this is one symptom that we see in all self-realized advanced devotees. Their level of lamentation, their level of feeling separation has nothing to do for their own need. Their level of lamentation is purely out of love, both to give love to Krishna and to make sure Krishna is safe and happy. The difference between gopis and their husbands were very intellectual and they used to think about the Lord using their brain. And gopis were so much beloved to the Lord, they used to think about the Lord from their heart. So, in our own Krishna consciousness, we are expected to think from our heart. But as of now, we are approaching this Siddhanta from our brain. Understanding Siddhanta from our brain, using our logical reasoning, will prove futile, and definitely we need to switch it off and go to the heart and surrender ourselves to this wonderful process. So tolerant and unperturbed even when distress come over him or her is the first symptom of a person who is in the stage of bhava. Second, averse to wasting time. These are all things that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving. He is stepping down from his elevated state so that he can rise us up. Had great acharyas not decided to step down to lift us up, there will be a huge gap and we would have no clue how to proceed further. Tyaktva turna masesha mandalapati shrenim sada tuchavat bhutva dina ganesakau karunaya kaupina kantashutau. Srinivasacharya is saying that this Goswamis, they have given up all their designation, tuchavat. They didn't even have a Brahmin thread. They didn't even have a tridanda. They didn't have the vesha of sannyasi. They said even sannyasi is external. Brahmin thread is external. Anything to do with external identification, they just gave up as if they have just given up the stool. Tuchavat. And what are they focusing on? They are focusing on somehow or other they want to deliver us. That is the reason they worked through writing so many wonderful Siddhanta so that people at different consciousness level can be elevated. They didn't target only the lowest of the lowest. They were also concerned about people at Nishtha, Ashakti, Ruchi, Bhava, Prema. Everybody needs some, you know, education and support. So their Siddhanta is so much, you know, broader from the Kanishtha to the Kanishtha level and the Uttamas to the Uttamas level. All of them have their own segments to relish and enjoy. So in our progress of Krishna consciousness, we need to very clearly understand that anybody who is offering us some words of wisdom, and if that's coming from a very bona fide source, we need to really thank, because we don't deserve, but still somebody stepped down to help us up. So aversion to wasting time is something that is told even to a Kanishtha, but you will see that, you know, in an Uttama or in a self-realized soul, this is very nicely manifested. Haridas Thakur is explaining his difficulty to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The biggest fear is that what if I am not able to finish my chanting? Is that our biggest fear in our daily life? Our biggest fear is what Trump gives a new rule that I may not be able to stay in America again. What if I am fired from my job? What if I do not get the convenience? What if I am not respected by my fellow devotees? What if some pain come upon me in my life? What if I am not able to whatever. So, we need to keep a goal post to ourselves to raise our consciousness above. The third, utilize all the time in Krishna's service. It's not only that I'm aversion to wasting time. What will I do with that time? Only in Krishna's service. Today we do service. Today we do Krishna's service. But we do Krishna's service for our need. But going forward, we will do Krishna's service for the pleasure of Krishna. A person told me interesting information. I did not validate or I did not cross-verify, but that information was very interesting. He said, when a mom hugs or spends time with the child, it is for giving pleasure to the child. When a dad hugs or spends time with the child, most of the time, the dad takes pleasure from the child. This is not to demean mom and dad, you know, somebody is good or bad. I didn't know, I didn't cross-validate. The information may be completely, you know, stupid. But it gave a very interesting thought that there are a lot of people who are with Krishna, who are serving Krishna, who are glorifying Krishna, who are doing so many things for Krishna so that they get something. This is called Mishra Bhakti. But our Chaitanya Charitamrita, these wonderful Siddhanta, is elevating us to another dimension where we see devotees, they do all their activities so that Krishna gets pleasure. So utilizing all the time for Krishna's service, even now people can claim, Prabhu, for the past 4 days, we are nashing a Maha Yajna in our Yatra. We were not sleeping even one moment. So for the past 424 hours, I've been only thinking about Krishna. Great. First class. But if you reflect back, how much of them were for you, your benefit, and how much of them is to give Krishna pleasure? Both are correct. But when we are talking about highest form of devotion, we definitely need to categorize them. Akama, Sarvakama, Mokshakama va Udharati, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. So hence the third symptom is utilize all the time in Krishna's service. And fourth, just because he is not wasting time, just because he is utilizing all the time in Krishna's service, just because he is tolerant and unperturbed, he doesn't become proud. So, fourth principle or fourth symptom of a person in the stage of bhava is pridelessness. Absolute pridelessness. There's no quotient of pride connected with them because of their accomplishment. You will see that in every activities of self-realized soul. Indra, Haridas Thakur. Brahma, Sanatana Goswami. You take any demigod, you take any Gaudiya Vaishnavacharya. A person would have got accomplished here as a demigod to got a very powerful post. But they are still categorized as demigods, not as pure devotees. Over here, they have a special privilege that Krishna reside in their heart. Krishna made their heart as their residing place. Naham vasami vaikunte na yogi hridaye ravau mat bhaktaha yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. Wherever my pure devotees are sitting and glorifying my pastimes, that's the place I will be there. I will not be there in Vaikuntha all the time. Narada, please don't come and search for me there. Naham vasami vaikunte na yogi hridaye. Don't come and search for a yogi's heart. Because Narada Muni asked Krishna, if I want to come and meet you anytime, which is the best place to come and search for? Where should I come and meet you? Because I preach all over the world. I counsel a lot of people. There are situations where I may need to, you know, take your consultancy, support, directions. Where should I come and meet you? That's when Krishna is answering this. Don't come to Vaikuntha. I'll be busy with Lakshmi and other agendas. Don't come and search for me in yogi's heart because I pop up once in a while. Mat bhaktaha yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. By somehow, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the word tag, devotee, is attached to us. Otherwise, the word bhakta is a very superlative title. We can actually claim we are bhakta in a bracket to be. We have not yet developed any level of devotion. We are bhakta going to be, because this process will make it. So pridelessness is a natural symptom. And pridelessness is not only external. Pridelessness is about internal. Pridelessness is what you think within yourselves about yourself. It is expected, it is said that a disciple should understand that every success in his life, devotion as well as his existence, is possible only because of the mercy of the spiritual master. And the entire credit goes to the spiritual master and not to the disciple. And if you pull up our ladder, Guru Parampara, in terms of external success, Srila Prabhupada's success was comparison to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Compare the external success of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj with Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Compare the external success of Madhavendra Puri. You can go up in anywhere in the ladder. Everybody attributes their success to their spiritual master. The entire Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva is compiling in a very interesting way that he glorified his spiritual master Narada Muni. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not only glorification of Krishna, it is actually Vyasa Puja offering of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva towards Narada Muni. Because every Leela he has narrated, he brought Narada Muni in the picture. If you talk any Leela, most of them where Narada Muni is, you know, again and again invited. His glories have been talked about. He is involved. Because he remembers. And every page of Chaitanya Charitamrita, every chapter we read, we see how the indebtedness is shown. So the point is pridelessness. First, complete conviction that he will attain the Lord's lotus feet. Complete conviction. So there is no fear. Prahlad Maharaj had complete conviction. There is not even single amount of fear or a turbulence or butterflies in his belly. He was completely sure nothing will happen. If it has to happen, so be it. I remember a Hindi saying, Krishna Das Bindas, Maya Das Udas. Which means Krishna Das means Bindas. Bindas means is carefree, because he knows for sure Krishna takes care. And if you are a servant of Maya, you're always, you know, sad and, you know, disappointed. Sixth symptom. See, extremely eager and anxious to attain perfection. Extremely eager and anxious to attain perfection. At the stage of bhava, or if you want to get into the stage of bhava, what to speak of you know, before that, you need to be, there are so many other layers, so many other symptoms that we need to develop to even get there. So this extreme eagerness and anxiousness to attain perfections is very strongly seen, and for that they will go any extra mile. In Sanatana Goswami's journey to reach Mahaprabhu, we saw that. When Sanatana Goswami left from the jail till he reached the Dasashwamedha Ghat or wherever, you know, Sanatana Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was fish out of the water. He was so much anxious, so much eager, and so much restless. And the moment he met Mahaprabhu, not Dasashwamedha Ghat, he met in Varanasi where Chandrasekhara received him. So the point is that the development of these qualities over a period of time. This is not an overnight journey. Krishna consciousness is not an event. Krishna consciousness is a process, and Krishna consciousness is a lifestyle. To get to that lifestyle, we have to be, you know, definitely going through. For sure there are events. For sure there are turning points, and for sure somebody may get instant transformation. But that is only by causeless arrangement. And for that, we don't have anything to do. Krishna will have to do. The seventh symptom is strong attachment for hearing and chanting. Strong attachment is a very easy English word, but that needs to be put into a right context to define a person in a stage of transcendental consciousness. Hanuman, he is constantly remembering and constantly dwelling in the Leela of Lord Ram, that when Narada Muni offered, now chalo, let's go to Dwaraka to meet Krishna. Let's go to Dwaraka to meet other devotees. Let's go to Hastinapur to meet Pandavas. This is from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He said in a very humble frame of mind that my Ramachandra Prabhu might call me for service any time and I should be available for him. So I'll wait for his instruction and remember about him. You please proceed. He said two things. I'm unqualified. And number two, even though I'm unqualified, I still should be available whenever my Prabhu needs. Eighth point. No interest in Krishna. Which means a person who is interested in getting transcendental realization doesn't have anything, interest in anything which doesn't develop interest towards Krishna. This is a very deeper point. This point of not having interest very nicely seen in the activities of Vrindavan Vasis. I'm not downgrading the Vrindavan Vasis to Bhava level, but we can see because they did a role play in many capacity. They didn't want to do anything in life. They didn't want to participate in any activity. They have no interest in any entertainment or anything of that sort if there was no Krishna involved. The last point is, they had an extreme deep love for Dham. To be in holy Dham means everything. They don't see it's a filthy place. They don't see any external aspects of Dham. They don't see about conveniences. They just understand dham is revealed to us by Supreme Lord and our spiritual master, and hence I will reside in dham to get that and get transformed. So these 9 symptoms of bhava as a part of our progress in Krishna consciousness are relevant and important to be reflected upon, so that when we get to the deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness, when we get to the Siddhanta, which is beyond comprehensible and more deeper, we will be able to not just theoretically understand, we will be able to participate. So, I would like to end this with a note saying that in our journey of Krishna consciousness, we have just began our journey, actually. We have come to a right institution, we have come to a right forum, but the journey has just begun. By all the endeavors that we did in the past, we got admission in the most prestigious university. But the journey of studying in the university is still pending. That study for the next 3-4 years, which is the duration of the course, for us to be claiming ourselves to be a graduate of this university. And this arrangement is not so difficult, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled Vaishnavas, we will be able to participate one day in the transcendental Leela of the Lord, and that is already assured. So with that assurance, let's firmly, patiently, and very focusedly work on our basics of Krishna consciousness, so that one day we will be able to relish the core aspect of pure love of God. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, koti koti dandavat pranam to your seva. Such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. One by one, you explained all the points. Prabhuji, touch to heart. Gopinath ki jai ho. Dandavat pranam. All the Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any other thoughts, questions, comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam and glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. I have a question, two, three questions regarding this class. And this class is very, very instructive. I mean, Prabhuji, I have a question. The symptoms, 9 symptoms are, thank you for explaining. Right now, in our neophyte stage, I understand the sense that we always want, we should be tolerant, and then all these things we want in our devotional service, and when it not happens, because we are, and I feel, oh, this is the stage of bhava, and we are neophyte, very low stage, especially in anatta nivritti, we are struggling. I realize that things, because we have to go long way and we can have that kind of quality. We can fix in devotional service. Prabhuji, my question is how, just like how we can go through these stages. I mean, if there is, sometimes we feel there is no hope, we don't know. This is very difficult. We don't have any hope practicing Krishna consciousness. Prabhuji, can you explain?
I'll explain with a situation that we are all seen. In our own childhood days, we have faced many difficulties. We have faced so many uncertain, unclear situations. Our parents have time and again given us confidence, given us assurance, given us support, given us necessary resources. All the four things that they gave so that we could sail this journey. We probably believed in them. Sometimes we used to wonder how this is going to happen. And sometimes we doubt them. Sometimes we even question them. But when we walked that journey and reached to a stage of becoming a parent, we reflect back and say that every statement of what I was told when I was a child were true. But at that time, I did not realize how this would be true. So it took some time. So these four things that a parent gave: direction, resources, support, and the necessary guidance or necessary advice, insights, may sometimes be very difficult, but they gave us the confidence. Don't worry, you'll be able to make it. And they walked with us. That privilege we have even now. So in general, what happens is that when we are having a journey, especially when we do Govardhan Parikrama, when we are doing a very long Parikrama or some place where we don't know, what is our confidence level? Suppose we are a group of 50 devotees going on a Parikrama. Not every devotee walk in the same pace. Not everybody will be interested in just walking along with you, aside you, beside you. But since there are other people walking, you take their reference. Yes, there are people walking in front of me. I'll just walk along with them. So I may get confidence. Oh, there is somebody who is walking ahead of me. I'll just walk behind them. I'll take confidence. You will not be able to compare yourself with the person who has already reached ahead of you, before you, 2 hours before. So you will wait and, you know, walk through the journey with a confidence that, yes, I will also reach because, you know, there are others walking. And when there is a difficulty, there are people around me who can help. So Krishna consciousness movement is such a wonderful blessing to all of us. Srila Prabhupada knew that we will be going through all this, you know, turbulences. Krishna knew we will be going through all these turbulences. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew. Rupa Goswami knew. So that is the reason they are giving us confidence. They are giving us, helping us to focus. They are giving us the directions to walk. And they are also providing necessary resources that is needed. And the resources for us are our Krishna consciousness, Siddhanta from a bona fide source, and these wonderful paraphernalia available for us, the spiritual journey. Directions are from our spiritual master or agents of spiritual masters. Confidence is coming directly from Krishna. And the direction is definitely provided by our fellow devotees who are walking ahead of us, who are walking with us. So in this journey, all we need to remember is, if you are completely convinced, then just walk. Looking ahead, taking help from these four things, just walk forward. Because Rakshishyati Vishwaso. We may have so many situational turbulences, but never give up on this journey of walking, because Krishna is putting us through this journey. The day we surrender to our spiritual master and accepted him as our guru, and he has accepted us as his disciple, all our karma is burnt. Now everything that is happening to us is only purification and education. So in this purification and education, if we exit, then the disappointment or the failure is us, ours. So yes, there will be situation where we won't be able to tolerate, but we still need to tolerate. I mentioned this in one of the earlier class. Krishna consciousness is like a pregnant woman's labor pain or the pain during the pregnancy time. If the pain is not there, there will be a problem. If the pain is there, there is a joy. So please understand, labor pain are not an ordinary pain. But the labor pain we are ready to go through because there is a pleasure at the outcome of the labor pain. So this journey of Krishna consciousness may have so many zillion turbulences and problems, but the end result is a smiling, beautiful face of Krishna, ready with open hands to give a tight hug and take us with Him. Just understanding that will give us all, energy and courage to go through that pain. Am I making sense?
Yes, Prabhu, it's Lord. Lord, I really like the point that the three principles, the household, that even parents, they provide the resources, that I feel same things, how the mercy of Guru and Srila Prabhupada, we are getting all of your mercy, that I take as their mercy, Prabhu, or a resource. It's a very nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Also, you gave that example also. And all the devotees, thank you so much. They are putting your... I really wanted to hear your lesson again and again. Now we can find in the ISKCON Desiree all the our conference lecture I am hearing also.
Very well. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for how nicely you explained.
Thank you so much.
Dandavat.
Hey Krishna. One second. Yes, Prabhu. Prabhuji, when we are taking prasadam, sometimes, just like I can give the example, yesterday just I bought chips for my daughters, and then I also took some chips. We need to only eat prasadam. I mean, that chips is not actually we cooked by ourselves, we bought on the outside. What is the, sometimes we take that and then how we, because I really don't want to eat, but with kids I just eat. I want to get rid of all these things, not eating anything other than Krishna Prasadam. Means Prabhuji, how you suggest, how we can come out, and then how you suggest, like, in this case, for the devotees, they have to more eat only Prasadam.
Okay, few years before in Back to Garden magazine, there was a very interesting article. In that article, it was mentioned that, it's a very nice devotee wrote about, I think this maybe 15-20 years before I read this. So, suppose we are going to a doctor, and the doctor told me that I am having an acute diabetic, and even one morsel of rice is a poison to my life. One morsel. I have that much acute, situation. I'm just this hypothetical example. So even though I like a particular preparation very much, somewhere we develop that courage. Because I love myself so much, I do not want to drink poison. Somewhere I developed so much courage that I decided to give up that particular food. Of course, there is another category of people who are so stupid, so foolish, that knowingly that, for example, those who are doing intoxication, they know that smoking is injurious to health. They know that drugging is bad to health. So their intelligence is so much stooped low that they don't even remain in the consciousness of a human being, which is operating on intellect. They operate on the consciousness of instinct. So we are not talking about those category, because treatment for them is different. Answer for them is different. We are talking about a category of devotees who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, but there's a difficulty. So this example or this explanation fits very well for them. Because there are two ways of working. Operating on instinct, operating on intellect. A person who just operates using only his instinct, that's called animal. Because animal, even though they use their intelligence is meant only for their sense gratification, and they just they just get carried away. Similarly, a person who is intelligent uses intelligence. So the point I was trying to say is that when we know, when we are told that by one morsel of a preparation you will actually consume poison, we start to reduce and eventually quit, even though we liked them most. So Bhagavad Gita says, Yajna Sishta Sinasanto Muchyante Sarva Kilbishai Bhunjate Te Tvagam Papa E Pajantyatpa Karanat. So there are four stages of getting rid of this propensity. First stage is realizing it as a mistake. Second stage is repenting it as a mistake. Third stage is that we do not repeat this as a mistake. And fourth stage, the stage where we try to help our near and dear ones also not to repeat this. So when we start to realize that guilt is good enough to go to the next stage. So these all propensities of trying to eat something that we like are very fundamental problems, but then it does not go overnight. You have to regularly practice. At different people, different challenges are there. For you, chips might be a weakness. For somebody else, ice cream might be a weakness. For somebody else, cinema might be a weakness. For somebody else, something else might be a weakness. But for every weakness, the solution is focused, attentive japa. Because Haridas Thakur, I think I receive Hari Naam quotes from you every day in the forum. So when you read those quotes, holy name is such a nectar that it can cure all the propensity of our tongue. Jihve Sri Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Sahapalya Mantram. King Kulasekara is praying to holy name. My dear tongue, please chant the holy name of the Lord always, so that my life gets delivered. So the propensities that you have, as a practical tip, if you wanted to, you know, that we try to encourage devotees to learn varieties of cooking, and bhungte bhojete chaiva, keep sharing recipes amongst yourself, but keep sharing, you know, food. Invite devotees to your house to food. Go to some devotees to, you know, honor food, prasadam. The reason is these all ways and means by which you will get varieties, because we just need varieties. And these weaknesses will automatically go away. So hence, don't focus on the weakness. You focus on that, you know, light. Darkness will automatically go away. These weaknesses of attachment to chips, ice cream and so many things are definitely a challenge. But when we bring in a very powerful light, which is our process of Krishna consciousness, slowly, slowly this propensity will go away. But very importantly, Siddhanta wise, even though we knew this, how conscious we are, that much we are getting successful. I will encourage you to please read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gundicha Marjan. There are few purports Prabhupada writes there, first class purports. Prabhupada writes there of how to cleanse our consciousness and how detailed we need to get into cleansing our consciousness. But Prabhupada explains, Mahaprabhu went to the layer by layer by layer of cleaning. So for us also, we need to be conscious and organically cleanse our anarthas. I'm not sure if I helped you in any way by saving your chips eating propensity, but at least this is a Siddhanta.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Yes, it's all so many things, not that this is just an example. So many that kind of habit I have. Thank you so much. So all the devotees' mercy, maybe I can come out. Thank you so much.
I can also come out. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
I think my question is, I didn't really hear the first question properly, but it sounded like you were addressing my concern also in your answer to that first question, which is the fact that, you know, an advanced devotee, I think one in Bhava, they have full confidence that despite their disqualification, they will attain Krishna, you know. They will attain prema. And so my question was, how is it possible to really have that confidence without that confidence being presumptuous, since it's a matter of our success or our attainment of Krishna is a matter of his sweet will. It's not dependent on our effort only. It's dependent upon his grace. And so to have confidence, that level of confidence when our success is dependent on Krishna's sweet will, seems, something.
In our life, whilst Krishna is providing all the necessary support, sending devotees, arranging, various things in our life, one thing that Krishna constantly does, which each and every one of us practicing Krishna consciousness have got the experience, that is, Krishna constantly reveals from within that he is there. I have always told our students that every time when there are certain episodes happening in your life, that you know that for sure, that nobody else would have been involved but for Krishna directly, please make a note of it. This is personal to yourself. Because you know what that episode is, you know the situational around the episode, and you know in that situation, no one else in this world could have helped you or revealed you or been with you unless it is Krishna. And this could be in the form of an episode, this could be in the form of a thing, this could be a form of a gift, this could be a form of a loss, this could be in form of anything. Krishna need not come and stand in front of you playing flute, but he would have sent you an enemy there, sent you a big distress there, sent you a big gift there, or maybe a very unexpected thing can happen. So we need to remember many, many such experiences Krishna keep giving us to only help for this particular problem of us, that sometimes we lose confidence. Is really Krishna there sometimes? Because we have distresses, we have problems. So Krishna suddenly comes and reveals from this, yes, I'm there. And that feeling, that experience cannot be, proven. It can only be realized. It can be only felt. But what I used to always tell my students is, you keep note of it, because that is your own book for you to see how many times Krishna came like that in your life. And that is the way he will come to you now. For Narada Muni, before he became Narada Muni, when he was a son of a Shudrani, when he got Mahaprasadam of the Paramahamsas, Krishna revealed to himself to Narada Muni for few seconds. Then he vanished. Then he made that boy lament for the rest of his life so that the next life he can become Narada Muni. So in our own lives also, Krishna will manifest, establish, prove that he is there for us. Sometimes he will take you to the brink of a situation that you are about to collapse and he will save you. Sometimes he will, you know, save a bigger, so many things. Sometimes he will actually bring in a disaster to save you. Prabhupada writes in teachings of Queen Kunti, one of the purports he writes, that my business was going so smooth. Everything was perfect. I did not have any problem in my business. One fine day, everything started to collapse. I was surprised and wondering what's going on. And very soon, I saw myself executing the mission of my spiritual master full time. So, during that phase of time, there were some suspense. But after the suspense, when the actual episode is manifested, that's when I realized that how the suspense was also Krishna's arrangement. So, my personal realization, this is more than once, I have got that experience where nobody else could have done that to me but for Krishna. And I'm sure, hands down, that every one of you may have such an experience in your life. And that's good enough confidence to say, Rakshishadi Vishwaso, Krishna will not let us down.
So
I mean, we can definitely talk about a logical answer. I'm not going to give it. Logically, if we could put our faith in the insurance agency, logically, if we could put a faith in the person whom we marry, logically, we put a faith in the bus we board, the train we board, the aircraft we board. We put faith in so many people for various reasons, and not every time we have an experience. We go by others' experience also. Sometimes we say others' experience, we, you know, put our faith on. But I'm not trying to logically answer this because you're all already serious practitioners. We are not preaching to some, you know, beginners. But the point is, these experiences definitely are an indication that Krishna is interested in us more than we are interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
Oh, sure, yes. Actually, you just reminded me of the same conclusion that I once ago came to myself. You know, that if he has time and again shown me that he is there for me, he has come to my rescue, then why wouldn't he for this most important objective also, right?
In Srila Prabhupada's 25th year of disappearance in Vrindavan, Gargamuni Prabhu came to the stage and offered his homages. So when he came to offer his homage, he read a purport from second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Srila Prabhupada writes that Paramatma sits in our heart and he is always our ever well-wisher. So he read that portion of the purport. Then he said, for all of us, and especially to me, he was telling himself, Srila Prabhupada was like that. Srila Prabhupada used to sign, your ever well-wisher. Then he made a statement, somebody could be well-wisher for some time. But if a person is ever well-wisher for an individual, that can only be Krishna. And we have the luxury of having one-on-one connection with Krishna. Nobody else has this luxury. In the sense that no other person in this world will give this assurance. Krishna sitting as Paramatma in every jiva is giving this tailor-made solution. He's sitting within me, attending my needs tailor-made. Not that he's sitting in somewhere else and trying to, you know, dance. He's sitting within me, giving me direction. So he said, Srila Prabhupada did that to all of us. He literally monitored our movement, our activities, and he always had been our well-wisher. And I'm missing Srila Prabhupada. Then he started, you know, becoming very emotional. So Krishna is our ever well-wisher. So are our spiritual master and Vaishnavas. So, so long as they are around us, we can walk like a small baby crossing the road without any fear of traffic signal, or without any fear of vehicles crossing, or without any fear of anything, because they know for sure that my mom or dad or my family will attend me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
वांछाम कल्पतर विश्व कृपा सिंधु एवजा पतिता नाम पावने भ्यो वैष्णव भ्यो नमो नमः अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय साम गिरधारी प्रभु की जय थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर योर वंडरफुल दिस इज